Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with episode 13 of the Big Yellow Sticky podcast. This podcast is supplemental information, kind of a director's commentary track that goes with the daily posts that I publish at bigyellowsticky.com. For the last 5 years, been doing this daily sticky note that I publish and share online. And it's written in Sharpie by hand by me on a 3x3 yellow post-it note that I publish. The content varies from problems I'm facing, questions I have in my head, or just some motivational thought that has helped me achieve a goal or work through a problem. And I put that out there and share it with the world. Over the years, I've had many people come up and tell me that they appreciate the thoughts I'm publishing and tell me how they identify with them because, you know, one of them may have just struck home or they came across it just as they were going through a similar problem. And they asked me how I decided to come up with that idea and post it at that time, which seemed so appropriate for them. So I decided that this year I'd try something different and add these spoken commentaries to go with each of the sticky notes because there's only so much space on those 3x3 little pieces of paper. I can't put in every thought and every detail in them. So I thought I would add this track and publish this podcast so that each one of these episodes goes right along with one of the sticky notes that were published on the website. Today's is dated January 13th, 2019. This is episode 13, and the title is Redefine Problems. The text on the sticky note reads, "Redefine tough problems so that your unique talents are the obvious solution." Redefine tough problems so that your unique talents are the obvious solution. At the beginning of my professional career in sales, I struggled to win projects. I sold a product and service which was perceived to be pretty much a commodity at the time, printing and copying services, and my sales process inevitably went like this. One, find a company that was already buying printing copy services from a competitor. Two, find the contact within the company that purchased those services. Three, ask or beg if ask them if I could bid on a project the next time they had one come up. And four, never get a project because our price was always too high. Inevitably, I didn't get the bid because the price was too high. Always. That baffled me, so I started doing follow-up calls. And during the follow-up call with a prospect, I'd learned that our proposal was probably only a few dollars higher, sometimes a few dollars lower than the price they were already receiving from their current print shop, but they were happy with their current vendor, and they really didn't want to take a risk and change providers because of a couple bucks difference, whether a couple bucks higher or a couple bucks lower. I knew that if they just give me a chance, that once we started working together, my creative ideas could improve the look of their projects while producing them more economically and efficiently, but I was having problems breaking through and getting that first sale. How could I demonstrate how my creativity was going to change their business and improve what they were doing if we never got a chance to work together? So I reversed my process. I started giving my best prospects my best ideas, whether they bought from me or not. Whenever I had a chance to bid on a project, I gave them two proposals. The first proposal was priced exactly as they requested based on the specifications they provided. No changes at all. The second proposal, however, was based on my recommendations, the way I would design or print the project to deliver the most value. My version of the proposal might specify recycled paper if I knew their company was striving to go green. On a business card project, I might recommend they print a year's worth of blanks with their color logo so that anytime they needed a single set of cards for a new employee, it would be a quick and cheap print job just to add the contact info on in black ink onto the pre-printed branded card blanks that we had already printed. When I reframed the project in terms of the value my company and I could deliver in our own unique ways, I'd win my proposals the majority of the time. Rather than just giving prices on the default specs, I redefined the proposal based on what I knew the prospect wanted as their end result, which isn't always what they asked for in a bid request. So the next time you're struggling to break through the crowd, stop playing by imaginary rules and stand out from the competition by using your imagination. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. This is Don the Idea Guy. If you'd like to know more about me and some of the other projects I'm working on, visit dontheideaguy.com. You can sign up for my free email list, where I will send out an occasional email with a creative tip, trick, or idea, a link to something I find cool and think you'll find interesting, but I won't blow up your inbox every day. On the other hand, you can sign up for updates at bigyellowsticky.com. Just click the Get Sticky link when you visit the website, and I'll send you a daily notice every time I publish one of the Big Yellow Sticky Notes. So every day you will get an email that features the image of the Big Yellow Sticky that was published, some brief text commentary, and then a link out to the new episode, just like this one. If you sign up today, you'll get your first post tomorrow. And whether you sign up for the free email list or not, I hope you'll come back here tomorrow to tune into another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. Thanks for listening.